Hi, my name is Corey Draghi, and this is the 3-Minute Motivation Podcast. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in today. I'm really excited about this next topic because it's had a significant impact on my life. And we're going to talk a little bit about self-awareness. So I get a email subscription I signed up for with Focus 3, and that's Brian Knight. They spell that K-I-G-H-T. I believe the company is him and his father, and they created E plus R equals O. If you don't know what that is, I highly suggest you look it up. They have a ton of great content. They really are amazing. But I got this email yesterday, and it's about self-awareness, and I wanted to share some of it with you. It says, this is just part of it. So nothing derails people and situations faster than a lack of self-awareness. Weakness becomes intolerable, strengths become irrelevant, and relationships strain to the breaking point. It is so easy to get caught up in the stories you tell yourself about yourself. Ego, arrogance, anxiety, fear, and self-doubt all stem from stories without self-awareness. Well, this has helped me as a leader in understanding what I'm not good at, right? Because we need to be self-aware, and that includes knowing what you're good at and what you're not good at, right? But we don't want to get to the point where we're so focused on what we're good at that we're self-important. But we don't want to spend so much time that we're focusing on what we're not good at that we're overly critical, right? And that's what I want to focus on today, is that we have a tendency to spend the vast majority of our time being self-critical. We know what we are horrible at. We know what we're not good at. And if we let our egos tell us, if we listen to our egos, they'll tell us that we suck at everything, right? So you have to be self-aware and understand that you are good at things too, right? So what I want you to do today, what I highly recommend that you do, is spend about 10-15 minutes writing down all the things that you are good at. What do you think you're good at? What do you know you're good at? And then I want you to go do as many of those things this week as you can, as many times as you can, right? I want you to spend as much time as you can in that zone. We want to be self-aware. We want to understand that we're good at things and we're not good at things. But we spend so much time when we're focusing on our goals and we're thinking big picture. We've all done it. We have this lofty goal, and then we let that voice, our egos, tell us how we cannot achieve it, why we will not achieve it, all the things that we can't do to achieve it. And we spend our time there. I want you to spend your time today and for the rest of this week, over the holiday, I want you to spend as much time as you can thinking about the things that you're good at and doing those things. You know why? Because that's how you achieve your goals, and you deserve it. You deserve to feel accomplished. You deserve to feel good. When you do something you're good at, it makes you feel good. So go do that, all right? I love you guys. Have a great day. You've been listening to 3-Minute Motivation. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a rating on iTunes. It really does help. Please feel free to leave us comments or suggestions, and I'll do my very best to respond to them personally. Thanks again, and I hope you guys have a fantastic day.